Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the first day of the month and of the quarter has started off in quite a positive fashion for local shares. Bearing in mind that yesterday afternoon, we saw the market peel away quite quickly. It fell by around 6% in really short order. There was a lot of moving around of deck chairs on the final day of the month and quarter. And I think what we're seeing today is a little bit of a rebalancing in relation to that weakness. So what really stands out is that we're seeing strength in the big cap stocks that got marked down across the board yesterday afternoon. So as a result, with the market having been up by around 3.7% at its best levels in the early part of the morning, as we move into the afternoon, the ASX 200 is up by around 2.5%. So in terms of healthcare stocks, this is an example of what I'm talking about. Yesterday, CSL shares fell by 5% and they've recovered today. They're off their best levels, but they're up by around 1%. Bank stocks have had a good couple of days, but today they are generally weaker, although the CBA is up by around 0.5%. Energy stocks are higher as well, and that's probably at odds with the fact that we've just seen the worst quarter on record for oil prices. They're down by around 66%. But what we're seeing with energy stocks at the moment is just a rebound off their recent lows. So Woodside Petroleum is an example of that. It's up by around 8%, but in year-to-date terms, it's still down by around 43%. Telcos, again, another example of stocks that got marked down heavily yesterday but are rebounding today on the first day of the month and the quarter. Telstra was down by 5% yesterday. At the moment, it's up by around 2.5%. Property stocks are also featuring in today's upswing. Some big moves for names like Vicinity and Centre Group. In the case of Centre Group, they have basically updated the market and spoken about the access that they have to liquidity or loan facilities and the like. So they've got access to more than $3 billion worth of liquidity. So that's the sort of thing that investors want to know about, what sort of situation organisations are in terms of the resources that they have available to them through loan facilities and the like. So as I said, big move for those guys. Gold stocks are lower. So there was one of the features of last night is that it seemed as though investors were pretty happy to sell down gold and go into cash. So the gold prices were lower, as are the miners of that metal today. So St Barbara Limited down by about 1%, Northern Star down by 3%. Regis Healthcare, the aged care provider, today they were another organization to withdraw their guidance and defer their dividend. The stock is down by around 6%, more to do with the fact that over the course of the last 2 days, that stock has rallied by around 25%. So that is the situation there. We have seen had an update from Transurban today. So they have scrapped their dividend guidance for the second half of the year. And as you would expect under these circumstances, their traffic numbers have fallen away quite substantially. So we saw in March that traffic numbers, which include their American toll roads, they were probably the worst performers, fell by around 46%, but there was a massive fall in the final week of March, like down by 36% in terms of traffic numbers, as you would reasonably expect. So under the circumstances, Transurban not doing too badly, down by about 1%. We've heard from the RBA, they've released the minutes from their last policy setting meeting. There wasn't anything particularly new in there. This was the meeting that saw the emergency rate cut. The next day we heard from the governor speak expansively about the quantitative easing program that they embarked on. So those minutes from the RBA didn't have much of a bearing on the Aussie dollar. It's trading at around 61.2 US cents.